six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Nine, ten.
Yeah, okay. Now, before we start talking about chess, I'd like to ask something about you. Relax a little. I'm going to ask you a few general kinds of questions, and then you can ask me some questions too at the end if you want. Okay. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Well, sort of. Mom married my dad after I was born, and he already had two kids, so.
Okay, so you have steps.
But they don't really live with me, so.
Are they brothers or sisters?
One brother and one sister.
What are their names?
Sam and Daniela.
Okay, do you know how old are they?
Sam is 16 and Daniela is 9.
So a little younger.
Yeah.
And they don't live with you? Where do they live?
They live in Beaverton.
Oh, do you get to visit?
Sometimes.
Okay. Do you have any pets? Uh-huh.
Yeah, I have one dog, three cats, two birds, and some fish.
Okay, what kind of dog is it?
English bulldog.
Hmm. And how many cats?
Three.
What are their names?
Jimmy, Buffett, and Boots.
Jimmy, Buffett. Are you a fan?
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah, I can make it too. It's a favorite song.
I can't remember the name of it. No.
Do you have any favorite TV shows or movies?
My favorite TV show would be, it's hard.
You have a couple?
Well, I like to watch Animal Planet a lot.
Okay.
And one of the shows on is called Meerkat Manor.
Yeah.
So I like to watch that.
That's fun. Like a real sitcom soap opera thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I like seeing that too. Do you like to read books or magazines?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you like?
I like the book I'm reading now, Aragon.
Oh, yeah.
So.
And then there's a sequel to that.
Yeah, there is.
You read that after?
Yep.
I read that as well. I loved it. I haven't had a chance to read that yet. Did you read the Harry Potter stuff too?
I read until number 4, then I kind of got bored of it.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Did it get too long?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I thought that they were, they did get longer at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to ask me anything?
No, not really.
Okay. You could if you want. You can't have any point if you decide to change your mind. And now, I'd ask you about chess.
Okay.
Just while you're on here. How long have you played chess?
About a year.
Okay. And how old were you then when you first started playing?
10.
Who taught you how?
Well, my dad kind of got me into it, and then my teacher started just teaching me.
At school, or?
Well, my chess teacher.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have a chess rating?
Not really.
So you have a chess coach or teacher?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me all about him. Is it him or her?
He's pretty nice, and he's, he just teaches me a lot, and it makes it easy.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Makes you understand it better?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Do you belong to a chess club, too?
Not really.
How often do you play chess, say in a week?
Right now I'm playing 2 times a week.
And who do you play with the most?
I play with, we go to the veterans building, and there are just a bunch of kids in the class.
Hmm.
So.
Is it your own class who goes, or your chess group, or is
it's
it
just
anybody
chess.
Who shows up?
Yeah, it's just a chess group.
Hmm. Okay. Can you name any famous chess players?
Not really.
Okay. You just like the game.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, have you ever played chess on a computer?
Once.
What was that like?
I didn't like it because it was too hard.
The computer was too smart?
Mm-hmm.
Outsmarted you, right? Now, why do you like it? Why, what makes it good for you? Why do you enjoy it?
Well, It's a good thinking game, and it's just a hobby, I guess. Yeah.
Challenging?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't really beat some of the people there, or most of them. So.
Are they older or younger?
About my age. Mm-hmm.
Did you play longer?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not really familiar, as you can probably tell, with the game of chess myself. And you probably know, even playing for 1 year, a lot more about it than I do, okay? So I'd like you to explain some things to me, if you were telling me about it.
Okay.
Okay. So first of all, how many people can play a game at one time?
Well, there's what's called, I can't remember the name of it, but one person plays multiple people. I think the record is 1 against 65. So, but usually a game is just one-on-one.
Okay. And is that what would be called a simultaneous match?
Oh, yeah.
Is that it? Okay. And how do you do that? I mean, how I can understand playing one-on-one, but how would you do that with so many people? What happens?
Well, my teacher, Jerry, he always sets up end games for us, and we just make a little circle of desks and put chessboards on, and he just comes around by us one by one. We make a move, then he makes a move, then he moves on to the next person.
Mm-hmm. What's an end game?
An end game is where there's not very many people, pieces on the board, and yeah.
So as if you were getting toward the end of the game?
Yeah.
Tell me about the different pieces. You mentioned the pieces, and I know they all have great shapes and different names and how they move, and tell me about that.
The pawn is the pieces that are on the front, and they're almost useless, but they rate pieces by their pawn worth. So pawns are worth, one pawn is worth 9 pawns, because they can turn into a queen, I believe.
Huh.
Yeah. And a king is the piece that if your king dies, then you automatically lose the game. So he's probably the most worthless piece because he can't move very well. But if he dies, you lose, so. And then your queen is the best piece on the board because it can move almost anywhere. And knights are the little horses, and they move in L shapes.
Okay.
Rooks can only move straight, in straight lines, side to side and up and down.
Okay.
And bishops can only move diagonal.
Okay.
And those are all the pieces.
Now, I've also heard castles.
How it's set up on the back rank, behind the pawns. On the king side, next to the king is a bishop, then a knight, and then a rook, which are the shapes of castles. And then when that knight and rook are out of the way, the king and the rook kind of switch places.
Hmm.
So it's protecting the king.
Now, what exactly is the goal of chess? What are you trying to do when you're playing?
Well, no matter what kind of game you're playing, there are two games. There's blackout and just regular chess. Blackout is where if all the pieces on the board of one side gets taken off, they lose. But regular chess is where if you play to take out their king and just to gain other pieces, to take their pieces away.
Hmm. When would you play blackout?
Just when you want to have fun and stuff.
Okay. Just to kind of relax a little bit. Mm-hmm. What are the rules that players follow? Tell me everything you can think about chess. If I wanted to sit down and play, how would you tell me what I have to do?
Well, when the king is in danger by another piece.
How do we start?
Okay.
Start from the beginning.
It starts where white moves first, and usually they move their pawn.
How do I set up my pieces?
There are 8 pawns in second row. In the back rank, there is a queen, a king, and then 2 bishops, 2 knights, and 2 rooks. And usually, at the start, there's a king pawn and a queen pawn, the pawn in front of them.
Oh, okay.
Usually people move their queen pawn first.
That's fine.
I don't know, it's just, that's how they do it. Mm-hmm. And then, there are different starting moves, like someone could move their pawn to move their pawn, but then black could move. Well, pawns attack diagonally 1 space.
Uh-huh.
They can't attack forward.
Okay.
And,
but they move forward?
Yeah. But, black would usually sometimes go right next to the other pawn where it could attack. Mm-hmm. And the intention is to attack. So, I can't really understand that yet.
Okay.
But, that's just one of the moves that they make.
For opening?
Mm-hmm. And later in middle games is where you want to start getting the king into check, the other king. Check is where when the king is in danger, like let's say the king is over here and they move a rook over here. So it can attack the next turn.
In a straight line, because they can go straight.
Yeah, so the king is what's in called check. So you either have to defend the king from the rook, destroy the rook, or move the king.
Huh.
And then, or there's checkmate, where no matter what they do, the king is gone.
And that's the end of the game, I guess.
Yeah.
That's
so,
what you're aiming for, huh?
And I usually play blitz. It's where you have a time. Each player has 5 minutes. And they have a little clock, and then when you're done with your turn, you press a button and your clock stops and theirs start. So in blitz, it's called capture the king rule, where if their king is in check, you don't have to tell them, or otherwise you do. And then if they don't see it, then you win. Or in blitz, if their time runs out, then you win.
Mm-hmm.
And then end games is usually where it's a king versus a rook and a rook. So one side has 2 rooks and a king, and another side just has a king and a bishop. So that's what endgames are, and you want to use checkmate with your rooks.
Mm-hmm. Figure out how to whatever that is. All right, can you tell me a little bit about this, but maybe you can tell me some more. What you do in order to win the game. You know, what are some of the strategies? You mentioned that a little bit before. You know, what are some of the strategies in end game? I suppose you have, what would you do if you have a king and 2 rooks and the other guy has his king and a bishop? How would you make them move to make it?
Well,
check, please.
What you wanted, you don't need your king at all. You just need those 2 rooks.
Okay.
And what you would do is, first, you would get both of your rooks at each side of the board, and then you'd move the king just right in front of the other king where you can't move at all, and then they move somewhere, and then you move another rook, so it's in checks, but they're not touching each other.
Mm-hmm.
If they move straight. And then you kept on doing the same thing Mm-hmm. And it's called a rook storm. And it usually ends up in checkmate unless the other person outsmarts them.
How did that happen?
Like, let's say the king was right here and the rook, it can't attack diagonally, but the king was in diagonal position to it.
Mm-hmm.
And the rook, and they didn't know what to do like that. But then they could just take it and then they're free, pretty much.
And what happens if the other guy's bishop? Is he trying to do the same thing to you?
Well, he can't do it with one bishop.
Okay.
But, it's pretty hard. I tried it, and you need two bishops to get it, but it's pretty unlikely.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Hmm. Any other kinds of strategies like that? That sounds pretty cool.
There are a lot that I can't name off the top of my head.
Okay. How long does it usually take to play a game? If you don't do blitz or just end games, how long does it take?
Well, it matters with how the player plays. If he already has a plan in his head before he plays, then it can go kind of fast, like 10 minutes.
Hmm.
But if both the players are just thinking out the moves slowly, it could take up to 30. Maybe.
Okay. How does it ever take longer than that? I mean, I've heard of things sometimes where they've taken days. Is that possible?
Yeah.
How would that happen?
Our teacher saw a game that lasted 6 days.
Oh my God.
So.
How could that be?
Well, they can leave the game and put a note on whose turn it is. Then they come back and go to the bathroom or get something to eat, and then they just kept on playing.
But if you could do it in 10 or 30 minutes, what does it take to make it go for 6 days?
Well, both the players have to be really good, and they have to be... They're both trying to outsmart the other person, and by that, you need to kind of double outsmart them. So, that's pretty hard if they're a pretty good player.
Mm-hmm. And while you just sort of mentioned this, do you know how to use a chess clock?
Yeah. It's just a small rectangle thing where there are two screens, one for each player, and one button on top of each screen, and then it starts out 5 minutes on each, and then usually, well, white has to go first, so black presses their button, and then a red light goes up on the other side, and then, so it indicating that it's their turn.
Okay.
So then when they're done with their turn, they click on the button, and then it keeps going like that.
Uh-huh. And if you run out of time, what happens?
If you run out of time, it's called a flag, and you automatically lose.
And I actually skipped one question here, but you talked about what makes a game last a long time, but what can make it end really quickly if they miss their clock, for instance? That might be one.
Yeah.
That happen a lot?
Yeah, once for me. Mm-hmm. And if it goes really fast, if I play the best kid in our class, then it could probably go really fast. Like, he beat me in 5 or 6 moves.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
How does your teacher do? Is he the right thing for you?
He's pretty good, but I don't know his rating.
Mm-hmm.
No.
What else can you tell me about chess? I mean, go ahead.
What else? That's hard.
How do you get better?
Get better just by learning new techniques and things, and play more and practice. Like, right now my goal is try to beat my dad, and I just have to keep on practicing to beat him. So far, I haven't beat him yet, but almost.
play with any of your, with your friends? You said to your mom?
I taught my mom how to play, I think, Thursday.
Oh.
It was.
So. How's she doing?
Oh, she's okay.
That's great. I want to thank you again for talking to me. You're done. And I really enjoyed talking to you. You taught me a lot. I didn't know that palms could do things like you worked on
nine palms.
And I'm going to give you a souvenir pen.
Okay.
And I have a gift certificate for you from there, which your mom said you may have.
Thank you.
And thank you so much.
You're great.